It's yet another event circuit preview for this edition. We have the Philippine Game Dev Expo and the OZIN event, ano? Otaku Expo, Tanabata Festival. Good evening, everyone. It's the 16th of August, 2023. Jay Agone with Keepsakes together with Chad Ramos of the Rainbow Files. Your event circuit preview is coming up in a few moments. But first, we will be discussing first yung mga events na naganap na and the places that we've been through. Before that, a disclaimer, all of what we are saying here on this episode, on this podcast, are based on our personal observations and it doesn't reflect any one of our partners, our work, our partners and clients ba. Sige, Chad. Let's go ahead. I want to go to your events first, yung mga napuntahan mo na.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I attended an event called the Hello World Final Fantasy 14 Fan Event. So ano siya, mga end of July nangyari. And mahaba kasi yung ano namin gap ni Jay ngayon. Since namin natuloy yung mga previous episodes since nagkasakitin kami. So, tinamaan na ng ano, ng flu. But yeah, it's di naman siya ano, yung the big C. So, worry not. But yeah, so I attended this fan event. More on Final Fantasy 14. So, those who are not familiar, it's one of the most popular MMORPGs to date. Yung tinatawag nga...
We're playing Final Fantasy 7 online with expansion up to level 16.
So, yung critically acclaimed MMORPG Final Fantasy 14 na may extended na free trial lets you play now up to level 60. And you could play the first two expansions, Seven Sword and Stormblood for free.
Kapisado.
Pero sa October pa mangyari yun kasi doon pa lang i-expand yung free trial. Subscription siya, mounting subscription. You could try it for free and you will enjoy like hundreds of hours. So yun. So technically, it is a fan event eh. Ano siya? Talagang organized by fans. And yes, it's catered towards, of course, for fans. And ano na eh, simple lang naman yung setup nila. They just wanna have a place for the community to, you know, syempre socialize, parang magkwentuhan din. Yung talagang tipong it's more for socializing and having fun na with like-minded people na syempre na same interest, which is Final Fantasy 14. And mga unique na ginawa nilang ano, attractions there, yung parang in-encourage for the entire community to participate is the sticker exchange where you have parang you could share your stickers na based sa character mo or yung avatar mo, which we call the Warrior of Light. And nag-suggest sila ng mga recommendations for other illustrators, kunyari kung di kayo marunong mag-illustrate, they suggested like a series of illustrators na pwede kayong commission. And yun yung maganda eh. And then yun, mga other suppliers din for stickers. And then dun you just trade with your stickers with fellow ano F14 players. And yung maganda dun, parang it's a way na parang ano yun, exchange cards na ginagawa like for mga cosplayers, diba, yung mga cost cards.
Yes.
So parang ganyan concept niya, but yung gimmick is a sticker tapos based sa character mo na parang kayo na bahala kung ano ipoproject yung style. Like, kung gusto i-buy some personality na gusto niyo i-project sa character niyo, pwede. Kasi ganoon din ginawa ko eh, which di ko dala yung sticker ko. Pero I think pinakita ko before.
Dala yung sticker mo. But yeah, no, it's a good thing kasi yung mga cost cards, iniipon niya ng mga ano eh. Ako, nag-ipon ako ng mga cost cards. Tapos naiipon sila sa mga card case. Yung sa'yo naman, iponin mo, didikit mo sa sticker book.
Yeah. Or ano rin, if you want, may ginagawa silang idea is like kung may board kayo or parang wall or anything na you could place stickers on. Yung ginagawa nila, parang ano nila, parang cork board na like all of the stickers that you collected, mga from other Warriors of Light. It's a neat idea kasi ginawa nila yun. Meron silang ginawang parang freedom wall, di ba? Kasi idea nila, gusto nila gayahin yung parang tawag dito, yung parang market board na para you could post kunyari mga shoutouts or mga kunyari pa-party ganito, parade. Eh, ang ginawa ng ibang mga ano doon, communities, dinikit nila yung stickers sila. parang natuwa rin yung organizers kasi parang nag-escalate yung idea, lalo nag-evolve. So, na-encourage lahat. Idikit yung stickers nila doon. And may mix din ng mga parang post-it notes. Pakita ko yung picture, which is this one.
Yes.
So, ganito yung nangyari. So, eventually, syempre may mga message silang iniiwan. Like, parang encourage ano rin. Parang pabati rin sa mga other players. And kita niyo yung mga stickers, diba? Yung mga characters nila. Or yung avatar nila. So, yun. So, it's really neat. Kasi parang ano yun eh. Yung concept parang nag-escalate na parang hindi nila expect na organizer ganun yung gagawing approach. Oops, may wami static yata ano sa mic mo. Oh wait, may static yata. Ayun, okay. May napipick up yata na noise dito, Jay. Dito, Jay. You there? Oh no, anyway. So, ganun yung ano, yung naging concept. So, na-escalate siya. And then, natutuwa nga. So, sinocase yung picture na to. And I think kung may mga viewers tayo na nag-attend din ng Hello World, most likely baka makita nila yung mga stickers sila dito. So, yeah. So shoutout na rin sa mga players na ano, participate.
I was wondering kasi I also met ika nga a Warrior of Light scuff. Pero I met the Warrior of Light sa Baguio. I'll tell more about that later.
Sige. So, yun. So, ganun yung mga ano. And, yung fun part din kasi dito with Hello World is gusto nilang isakto yung timing ng ongoing event sa US, sa Las Vegas, which is yung Final Fantasy 14 Fan Festival, which is the official fan event talaga ng game na organized by, of course, Square Enix. Kasi doon ginagawa yung may parang pattern kasi ginagawa for fan festival eh. Na every 2 years. So, first stop is, syempre sa US. Then second is Europe. And then finally sa Japan. So, yung first na ano, US, sila yung makakuha ng teaser for the next expansion. And then, each stop may update sa trailer hanggang sa Japan. Yun yung full trailer. At yun na yung parang nalabas yung exact date ng release ng next expansion. So, syempre, in-announce sila yung new expansion, which is Dawn Trail. And yun nga, yung dub nga ng ano, community is yung parang the summer episode. Or summer expansion ng ano game. Kasi, or parang beach episode siya. Kasi sobrang chill
beach
lang
beach episode na.
Oh, parang ganun, parang ano siya, beach episode. Kasi nga, parang sobrang chill na yung moment. Dahil if you follow yung game, yung story ng game, alam mo parang tapos na yung story arc. Ng certain sa ano, arc. So ano, certain ano plot. So parang this is starting a new chapter eh. And with Dawn Trail, yun nga, parang may mga vague hints na nga eh kung ano yung mga expect nilang mga new content update. Kasi konti lang naman i-reveal dun eh. And yun, ginawa rin ng community from Hello World. Pilay nila yung trailer, yung teaser trailer kasi majority rin yung nag-attend, hindi pa nila napapanood yung trailer since morning nung nangyari yung midnight nangyari kasi yung sa FanFest. And then, nag-start morning din the following day sa Hello World. Ang ganda yung timing.
So, kumbaga parang puyat-puyat ganun kasi you are all watching FanFest on the morning and then before that, kung talagang totoo ka sa Final Fantasy, you're also catching up on what happened sa FanFest sa US.
Yeah. So, technically, may iba, nag-skip na sila dun sa FanFest para lang may experience nila yung first time panoorin yung trailer kasabay yung may ibang community dun sa Hello World.
Okay.
Sige. So, yun. May video kasi shinare eh, na yung reaction ng crowd. So, parang tongtua sila. Kasi mga favorite character sila dun. Ayun, Jay.
Yes. Okay. Just to be, not to be confused, kasi this is Final Fantasy 14 online.
Yep.
Different from the actual Final Fantasy game na nasa console. Oh, ba?
Franchise ano, yung Final Fantasy or parang ano, parang IP kumbaga. So, each Final Fantasy game, iba-ibang story siya, iba-ibang ano, hindi siya connected to each other.
Okay.
Siguro, with exception siguro sa 14 kasi may mga reference din with other previous Final Fantasy games, pero ginagawa lang nila parang shared ano, may parang ano lang reference lang, pero hindi talaga connected. So yun.
Which
so,
reminds me, have you done calisthenics dun sa Hello World?
Ano yun?
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics. Yung ano na ako.
Yeah. The ano, yung exercise.
Actually, dapat nga pinlay nila yung video na yun eh. Yung aerobics.
Yeah. Was funny.
Sana pinlay nila eh. Pero feeling ko ano, wala lang time. Pero maganda rin kasi doon, marami silang activities na ginawa na related din sa mga concepts, ano, mga functions ng FF14. Like, kunyari, may talk sila about raiding sa isang, ano, isang large-scale na, ano, na raid, tawag nila yung Eureka. Kasi marami hindi nag-tackle sa Eureka na raid. Since, syempre, ibang expansion siya, parang finocus ng iba ngayon yung mga current content ng current expansion. Pero yun nga, in-encourage sila na pwede i-solo, pwede may kasama kayong ibang party. So parang i-share sila ng tips. And then, may iba naman, ano, may parang ano sila, yung natawag nila yung G-post sa competition, which is yung parang yung mag-post ka, parang photo mode sa game. Pero gawin nila parang dedicate po yung mga scene. So may isa doon parang crafter, yung nagaya nila. And then, kunyari nag-fail yung craft niya, parang anong gagawin, yung ganito. And then lastly, syempre yung mga common tropes and for events, yung auction ng mga standees. Kung sa OZ, yeah, 'di ba, may auction ng mga tarps or mga banners dito. Auction ng mga standees, which are
anong mga standees to?
Yung standees are ano, hindi sila official ano art. Technically mga fan art sila. Mga fan made. Mga fan made siya ng mga ano, mga illustrators na from the local scene. So lahat ng proceeds pupunta sa kanila. And syempre mga favorite characters inabot ng ano na, I think mga almost 10k.
Hello? World? Hello? World?
May isang ano doon. Teka, hanapin ko ano. Kasi alam ko may 9k yata, pero may or 8k. 9K. So marami. And then yun, parang sobrang tuwa rin yung organizers kasi parang di nila expect na sobrang daming mag-a-attend. And then, since kailangan nila i-limit din yung mga mag-a-attend kasi yung capacity ng venue, di rin kakayanin. Yes. Marami na yung request kung pwede raw ng another batch of ticket sale. Parang di nga talaga kaya. Eventually, ang target lang nila is 100 lang. Pero naging 250 plus yung ano total or parang ano average. So, which is a good thing for a community event na ano lang, fan-made. And yun din, parang for now, ano na rin, kasi na-interview ko rin sila after and di ko pa naka-post yung video, ginagawa ko pa yung ano, yung feature video ko for Hello World. Na-share nga nila parang maybe they'll take a break for a while and then maybe next, ano mo, ayun nila kasi going annual kasi parang syempre, mawala yung novelty yung palagi may mga events. Yes. But they're gonna try daw. They're gonna try mga small scale lang, mga small gatherings kasi actually, nag-start eh. Kasi doon nag-start talaga yung concept ng Hello World nila. Yung parang sticker exchange. Na they're looking for communities din kasi parang di nila nakikita sa mga ibang events. Kunyari, mga fan arts ng Final Fantasy XIV. Kasi ako parang nakita ako nung ano, nung Conquest. And I think one ano event before. Kasi may nag-cosplay din ng ano dun eh, ng isang FF14 character na natuwa ako. Kasi parang kami na nakakapag-relate. Kami din ng cosplayer. So yun. So nung escalate and then interest check sila, ang dami palang gustong participate. So yun. And yun nga, naging successful talaga yung Hello World. So yun. So yun yung ano, yun yung parang adventure ko dun with the event.
Nice. Sige, looking forward to your coverage and I hope na mas mabilis pa yung release mo kaysa sa release ko ng Otaku Fest because may utang ako sa Otaku Fest after mag-release ng highlights. Marami akong interview na na-record ng team natin sa Cebu. Hindi pala na ipopost. Promise, we'll get there.
Sige, lipat ko muna sa ibang screen. So yan. Ano, ayan. Tito Jay, ko naman, anong kwento mo?
Baguio City is a place that I really miss going to. Nakaka-miss. And siguro dahil sa bugnot na ako sa buhay ko, eh, one day, I was really close, ano, I was inching to midnight. Iniisip ko, pupunta pa ba ako? Kasi may event doon, ang tawag is Hobby Exposure Convention, HexCon. This event, na-invite na ako dito ng mga tropa natin sa Baguio Costco, even during Conquest pa. So nakita kami ng organizer ng isang event doon, and then she was like, okay, puntang sa amin. I was like, ang dami niyang guests doon, and then I realized na walang event na malaki na malapit sa ano sa area sa HQ this weekend. Might as well go ahead and go to Baguio at before midnight, ride the bus. Thankfully, mga 5 a.m. nandun na ako. Medyo pupunga-punga pa ako noon, pupuyat-puyat pa. Pero at the end of the day, ang sese ako kahit na feeling ko na pag-asos ako ng mas marami kaysa sa expected.
Nice. Okay lang yan. At least nakapag-Baguio ka rin.
Oh, I mean, okay, Session Road at that time, meron palang photoshoot na ginagawa for Miss Baguio, and some of them are in cosplay.
Mm.
So, it was interesting. And then, following that, siguro, kumain muna ako sa saglit, and then I went to the Baguio Convention and Cultural Center for HexCon, which is the actual event.
Mm.
And that was day two. So, dito na yon, I think by this time, we can show the photos that we have shared on Facebook. So, Baguio City. Ayan. Yung pilang yan, of course, hindi yan kasing dami ng mga pila sa Maynila. No?
Mm-hmm.
But you can easily say that ito, pinuntahan dito, the Baguio Cosplay Community, kaalinsabay ng mga community sa La Union, summer around basta Northern Luzon, basta pag sinabi mong Baguio Coscom, Baguio is also a center for the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely parang may cultural aspect dyan, and the cosplay community has been very active there. There's even a cosplay costume shop there sa Baguio City kahit na sabihin natin sa dalawa, but people know how cosplay works there. Every Sunday, sakto, sa Session Road, there are some buskers in cosplay.
Nice.
So, authorized si, kumbaga parang binigay sila ng permission to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Kalisabay ng HexCon, there's another event called Ero Cosplayholic. Ito yung kung if you're looking for grab your photos,
yep,
dito ka. Pero they did have certain restrictions when it comes to people coming in, kasi if in Japan merong event called Cosholic, ito naman meron tayong tinatawag na Echo, which is Ero Cosplayholic. Ito yung inorganize ng ilan sa mga tropa natin from Baguio Coscom, and it went well. Yung mga photos, of course, we cannot just simply show sa Facebook page or dito sa stream but yeah, we were able to instruct naman the cosplayers there to have some conservative shots.
Yeah, I mean, we could try. We just don't tell Mr. Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Parang sa akin, if I have something in mind about Echo,
sige, walk through ko yung photos para at least we could share. You could share yung mga story nun. So ito.
Yeah. Hindi ko nilagay. Of course, that's on a separate album. Pero I have something in mind for Echo. Kasi, number one, of course, conservative, and conservatism still exists. Well, ako naman supportahan natin yung tropa natin sa mga gusto nila sa buhay.
Mm.
And I met familiar faces there naman sa baba. This is the main hall ng cultural center, ng convention center. Sa baba kasi yung underground kasi yung talaga yung Echo. They made it two separate events. And I think the way it works, siguro doon siguro sila they have a good call. Kasi hindi, I don't think I'm very hesitant in saying na kaya bang gawin niya sa Maynila. I cannot answer that. Most likely, I'll lean on to the answer na no. Pero sa Baguio, nagawa.
I think it's more of a maybe na lang. Kasi, yeah. For me, I would support pa rin yung ganitong klaseng event regardless ko kahit di ko kunyari interest, as long as something na parang they know how to play it, ano, parang alam yun, how they know the boundaries, diba? Parang may boundaries pa naman ginagawa, they know their limits, parang it's something that they can still express, there's something they could still promote pa rin, and at least aware pa rin sila sa limitations, but at least parang hindi mag-go overboard na mag-ano, alam mo yung parang it goes sour na going south na lumala.
Siguro sa community na yon, on that, eto, this is, ano, again, wala yung echo. I was mentioning echo. Hindi ito yon. Pero, sa siguro, the way I see echo, ang liit ng mundo, sa sobrang liit ng mundo, malalaman ng mga nandun kung sino yung mga hinayupak. Ganun ang impression ko sa Echo. This is HexCon. What we're showing are photos from HexCon.
Yep.
Which is, ayan, no? Kompleto yung ano, kompleto yung Hoyoverse.
Ayan. Walang Temis, eh. Wala yung Temis. di counted daw.
Uy, Temis, as nga pala, no, tama naman. Tama ka naman, you have a point. Temis, asan kayo? Yeah, sige. Moving forward, I think some of the guests there include Chares.
Mm-hmm.
The co-founder and chief content creator ng ano, chief creator ng Boost. Hindi pwedeng hindi ko banggitin 'yon.
Also rin, she's also one of the talents din ni ano, ni Brand New Company, if I remember. Silang show, 'di ba? Na tawag yes, irregular. Meron silang show, 'di ba, irregular programming.
Irregular programming, yeah, that's the content network. Very busy si Chares. Aside from pagiging galak niya. And I late ko na nalaman na Kits Kua, her colleague sa IP, was also there day one.
Hmm.
Hindi ko naabutan. I didn't see her there. O baka puyat lang ako.
Yeah, ano lang yan? Busy ka lang, Tito J. I-scan natin kasi maraming photos din dito eh.
There are a lot of photos naman. There's Oshinoi, there's military cosplay, there's the cosplay judges, there's VTuber cosplays. Hindi ko na ilagay dito. That's on VTuber News Hub. Pero sige, moving forward, ayan si... Ayan mga spider... Ayan, spider
current,
gang.
Ayan, current event to kasi yan si... Wait, Tito J, meron tayo dyan. Tito J, ito ko ba? Meron tayo dyan.
Spider cats. Sige. Yun!
So, yan. So, technically, ano nito eh. I think... Yung mga pictures na yung sasabi nga ni Tito J, yung ano yung tawag doon sa isang event again? Yung
Echo. This is Hex.
Hex. Isang Echo, di ba? Parang I think for me nga, ano eh, parang okay lang naman sa akin yun eh. No issue. Kasi it's more on syempre, yung problem na yung mga masyadong conservative na parang sobrang ironic din with the conservatives na marami silang ayaw dito, ganito, pero in reality, yung values na ginagawa, yung gusto nila i-dictate sa mga ano, di naman nila ginagawa. So parang, I would still support this kind of events, regardless kung ano yung mga say ng mga conservatives. Kasi parang, they're not helping eh. Kasi, you're just making it parang, alam mo yun, yung masyadong old-fashioned na paurong nangyayari, instead of being progressive na parang, we encourage more kind of events na different ano rin, interest. Kasi not every event is catered to everyone eh. Diba?
No, not every event. We cannot, no single event can appease everyone.
Oh, like,
sige, kanyari, move tayo sa ibang mga photos. Yeah, let's move to other photos. Kasi ito, the Spider Fam. Ito. I was able to capture, ito si Solid Buddha Seamstress. Farlight 84. I dito ko nalaman na Farlight 84 exists.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those new games eh, na parang Apex Legends or yung mga Battle Royale na may pagka-hint din ng ano eh, if you're familiar with Borderlands, yung ganong klaseng personality.
Or Fortnite.
Yung mga characters kasi, parang mas extreme pa sa Fortnite na Borderlands. Yung parang may attitude o may personality talaga. I mean, ano siya, parang... Kasi with Fortnite kasi medyo tame kasi siyempre cater towards younger audience talaga siya or parang mas larger age range. Parang dito ginagaya nila parang with Borderlands na approach which is siyempre unique pa rin.
Sige. May mga photos pa ako sa ibaba, I believe.
Ito tuloy yung
Jello Blazons, Olivia the Seamstress, Cheres, si Cholo Tolentino. They have several guest cosplayers, and yes.
Actually, ano yan, Tito J, speaking of...
May pari humiligin po na sumuport sa kanila.
Inga, speaking of, like, remember, yes, may mga other events like yung mga furries din, di ba? Parang, like, yung mention ko rin a while ago na parang it's nice to see more events na talagang diverse na hindi siya masyadong broad na focus, mm-hmm, pero may certain target interest sila. Kasi, mm-hmm, I think mas maganda yung ganong experience kasi it helps focus yung mga community na maging focus lang sa ano, interest muna. Hindi naman gatekeeping yung mangyari doon. Eh. Parang more on something na sa spotlight naman sila. Parang it's their turn naman magkaroon ng event. Diba?
Yeah. The furry community had its share of events. Pero if I have an opinion about the furry community, huwag niyong ismulin itong community ito, mm-hmm, because some of them have been able to support the community in ways that we do not actually know. Kagaya, yeah, ito, sponsor highlight, Philipper.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a furry that contributed to coronavirus research, the Ligma. Mm-hmm. I've met with a furry who is an actual businessman who's in the real estate industry. Kaya wala akong masabing masama sa furry community.
Yeah.
And they're true, cute. I see them as cute. Unpopular opinion, eh, they're cute.
Oh, ano rin kasi, parang you won't even expect na may mga ano, people na gito mga syempre interest. Like for example, sa abroad naman, we know a certain pro player called ano, Sonic Fox. And he's talagang ano, also ano rin siya, I think gay rin siya, and then furry din siya. Talagang open siya na ano, na furry siya. So even with competitions, nagsuot talaga siya ng ano niya out ng furry outfit niya. And siya yung pro player, ha? Ng Smash, ng Super Smash Brothers, and with other anime fighters. So, I mean, reputation niya, parang, alam mo yun, yung tipong isipin mo, hindi naman palaging, alam mo yun, may certain, palagi may stereotype pag furry ka, parang, alam mo yun, yung tipong medyo negative, masyadong negative na impression natin. Pero yung realize na people pa rin sila, real persons pa rin sila.
Lahat naman, related din, ano, eto, the reality here is, in this community, you will meet people who actually have the resources to build communities.
Yeah.
We've already met a cosplayer, a gravure model, who also owns a cosplay studio. We've already met a cosplayer who actually owns, like, a testing lab. We actually met a cosplayer who is into other businesses. Hindi lang halata. Because they're enjoying themselves.
It's parang something na ano, you'll have to judge yung person from it. Just appearance lang. Or yung nakita mo lang na ano yung suot niya. Kasi usually di mo expect na parang successful person siya or person talaga na...
Hindi natin lawyer pa na to, no?
Oo.
Uh-huh.
Mali mo, eh, CEO ng big brand pala, no? Hindi mo ni-expect.
Oo, di ba? Oo. Kaya, ano, that's a double-edged sword na rin. Pero, we're getting off-tangent sa topic natin. One thing I appreciate about HexCon and the Baguio cosplay community in general is that they're very warm. Very warm. Talagang nakikilala pa rin nila ako after all these years. I mean, my goodness. The last time I went to Baguio was in 2019.
Mm.
And that was Cosplay Tayabata 7. Last time, they memed the hell out of me. So,
yun yung maganda rin ano, eh, when attending events talaga, regardless kung saan area siya. You would see more people are really passionate with their ano, with their communities and how they handle events. And I was also rooting for this kind of events na mag-continue pa rin. Kasi
yes,
these are the things that we want to see grow, actually.
God willing, makapunta uli ako sa Baguio for another event. Sige, gain tayo dyan. Sige. Overall expectations sa HexCon, it's your usual na ano. Kumbaga parang, if you're coming from Baguio, and you felt like you want to come to a major event in Manila, tapos of course with all the things that have happened, gusto mo naman magkaroon na ano, bumisita naman sa mas malapit sa iyo.
Mm.
Baguio has it. La Union people go to Baguio to join the celebration, the festivities. And that is wonderful kasi number one, environment sa Baguio, ang aircon po nasa labas, hindi ka papagalitan ng nanay mo kasi ang aircon nakalabas talaga.
Bobas na yung aircon, matagal na.
Oo, matagal na nga, no? At naninirahan sa labas, taong labas ang aircon.
Oo, abang right? Sa labas ng mga aircon, susutukin ka nun.
Ano, tanggalin mo na yung jacket mo kasi ventilation lang ang meron doon. Eh, medyo mainit-init din sa loob, pero ano, pag gusto mo man lamigin, sa labas ka.
Yan, kung gusto niyo kunyari experience yung mga temperature na ano sa ibang bansa na malamig, yan, punta kayo ng Baguio.
Ay, Baguio. There is a reason why it's called the summer capital of the Philippines.
Yes, kasi yun ang best place talaga during summer.
Yes.
Para di magastos ang era naman yung electric bills.
The best place. So yeah, Baguio City. I'm looking forward to be back there. Okay. Ano pa bang napuntahan natin? Oh yeah, I actually went to this event sa ano, there's a previous album dito sa page called Otakute Cosplay Festival. They mm-hmm. ano, I've been to several cosplay festivals already. Pero they held the, another one in August.
Otakute. Late na ako
dumating dyan, but of course sinulit ko na yung airdrop ko ng ano, binigyan kasi ako ng ano, ng cosplay token.
Mm-hmm.
By signing up there sa event. Yun yung ano nila, strategy nila. Okay. I've already talked about cosplay token in general sa TikTok, so I won't be discussing it at length, pero it's still an intimate party. One highlight of that event is the idol group Fairy Tales, who has not returned since 2019. Mm. Fairy Tales is an idol group na they went to Manila, siguro they had several, they went to Robinson's Galleria Saturday before that event. Then Sunday morning nasa Legazpi Market sila sa Makati.
Mm.
And then afternoon, ayun na sila, they're performing for Otakute. So ano talaga, kumbaga parang sanay na itong mga Japanese idols sa live. And to hear their songs again live on stage is amazing. Happy.
Actually.
Okay. Nagwawala tayo dyan eh. If you see the J. Agonoy in idol concerts, just expect na I'm a boiling ball of chaos pag idol events.
Tito pag yung mag-cheer
na, yan, matik yan.
So yan, ito yung mga pictures na ano, dun sa event na mention ni Tito J. Yan, party goer na si Tito J. Yan. So, imbitahan mo si Tito J pag may mga parties kayo sa inyong ano, lugar.
Another highlight of that is the cosplay parade. As in, talagang cosplay catwalk. Ano, rampa talaga sila with the ambassadors. Otakute has their own ambassadors. And also, they granted a group called Yumesho like seed funding to develop the idol group. So, little did I know na Otakute and Cosplay Token will be supporting an up-and-coming idol group, local idol. So, buhay na uli ang local idol scene eh. It's just a matter of who will be supporting the local idol scene in the long term. Kasi ako, I'm more focused into VTubers na eh.
Ayun. So, looking forward rin dun. And hopefully, maraming mga ano rin, mga pag-features sa kanila.
Yes. Right. Sige. I think that's about it for me. Na sabi ko na yung sasabihin ko. I am excited to talk about the stuff that I would like to share. This weekend will be another weekend. It's a long weekend actually.
Yeah.
Because 2021 is the Ninoy Aquino Day.
Yeah.
It's a national holiday. And 19 and 20, Saturday and Sunday, is the weekend of Otaku Expo, Tanapata Festival, and the PGDX, the Philippine Game Dev Expo. Mm. I'll turn over to Chad to talk about PGDX.
Yeah. Sa alala ko pag August 21, parang may certain acronym kasi before. Kaya tanda ko pag August 21, holiday dapat yan.
Atom.
Yung Atom, di ba? Kung natanda mo rin yun, ha?
So, yun. So August 21 movement. Why did it exist? Because of August 21?
Yeah, Inuit. Kasi ano rin eh. Remember kasi ano, father ko rin, ano rin, active din sa ganun before. So meron siyang armband ng Atom.
Oh.
So yun. That's okay. Ano yun, mga history, ano? Mga yes. Reminiscence sa history. So, okay, mm-hmm. Don't forget yung history, ha? Di pa rin mag-uri yan, no?
Very our history is a melting pot of culture.
Uh-oh. But anyway, going back
again.
Now,
PGDX.
PGDX naman tayo. So it's more on gaming naman tayo. And ano rin, to recap, PGDX is the Philippine Game Dev Expo. So it's more on game development and of course video games. And ano rin to eh, it's a way to support for the local game developers, either independent or with mga corporate or mga big publishers. So parang goal ng organizers dito para be place na ma-celebrate din and ma-focus din yung game development here in the Philippines. Since we know na parang may, syempre, di may masyadong naramdaman din yung mga game devs natin. Kasi syempre, usually parang na-overshadow. Especially ngayon, syempre mas dominant ang esports dahil marami na tayong mga magaling na players eh sa esports scene. So, yes, syempre.
My impression of the game dev scene is game dev is an export industry.
Yeah.
So, siguro through this event, what are we looking forward dito? Local support?
Yeah, actually, local and international support. Like, for example, you know, kasi usually have to focus on the Philippines then, but also we could even support other countries then. Eh. Like for example, even from Taiwan, from Singapore. Like may ibang rin tayong mga game devs na or yung other companies na tumutulong then for other outsource service sa ibang ano rin, game publishers. If you remember Secret Six, right? They are also involved with some assets then for Naughty Dog games like Uncharted, The Last of Us.
Ooh.
So ganun din yung ano niya involvement. And then kasi with for example other countries naman, like alam ko Malaysia, marami din mga developers na involved before na Malaysian, yes. Okay. With Final Fantasy.
May mga games from Malaysia na they're receiving mainstream recognition.
Yeah. Marami din. I remember there's one game na nalaro ko sa Taipei Game
OSR?
Show. Hindi, ano siya, not sure kung Singapore siya or Malaysian, pero...
Malaysian?
Yun, ano siya?
No Straight Roads?
Yun, tama.
No Straight Roads?
No Straight Roads. Para siyang rhythm action game. And available siya in consoles and Steam eh. And yun yung unang laro ko, na-impressed ako. And then, parang yun nga, na-share ng developers yung love nila for the music. And paano nila incorporate yung mechanics for having, yun nga, rhythm action game. So parang, syempre, niche pa yung ganung idea and then yun, nakakaroon siya ng recognition. And yun, you could get it sa Nintendo Switch, PS4.
If you're an independent game developer, tapos yung game mo eventually na-port to consoles you already want.
Yeah. Also, we have some friends din eh, na had like a deal with PlayStation ngayon para isang indie game nila. I forgot yung name. Puzzle game siya eh. I forgot yung name. Hanapin ko.
I also remember an Indonesian game called Coffee Talk. Parang siyang Valhalla, pero...
Oh yeah, yung Coffee Talk. Maganda rin siya eh. If you're fans of visual novels, mm-hmm. Coffee Talk's a good one. Yun nga, parang inspiration din with Valhalla. Kasi Valhalla is more on bartending. This one is, of course, sa barista ka, di ba?
Barista, sa Starbs.
Sa Starbs.
Starbs. Pero yun nga, why did I find about Coffee Talk? Bakit ko nalaman yung Coffee Talk? Simply because VTubers from Hololive Indonesia were also, Hololive Indonesia ni Jisanji ID were playing that.
Hmm. And, so, ano rin dito, Jay? Speaking of VTubers natin, naman sa atin naman, we have one local game din na feature yung mga VTubers and this is called Goodnight. Ni Alex Valdez. Diba? Team Goodnight.
Alex!
So, yan. So, One of the games din na nag-support din ng VTuber scene kasi it also parang beneficial din na parang they help each other kasi na-feature din yung game and then na-enjoy naman ng mga VTubers yung game. Yes. It's a win-win.
You know, the strategy of Good Night, the same with Coffee Talk, actually work sa ano sa to their favor. To the point na of course you don't just get easily like public recognition eh. Mm. Kaya ang pagpunta natin dito sa PGDX as media partners, both Ray Maropaz and Keepsakes, me also representing VTuber News Club is to find games na pwedeng laruin ng mga VTubers because yeah. It's a win-win na catering to a world where virtual catering to an audience that has become virtual is catering also to content creators, catering also to casual gamers.
Yep.
If nahit mo yun, you've hit a good combination, just keep supporting them, keep the ball rolling, and yun yeah, you can land yourself a huge collaboration with the locals.
That's true.
Just what happened to Good Night. So if we can replicate the recipe that Good Night had to other devs, and I hope to look forward to it sa PGDX, that's already sa akin. Kasi, most of all, you need to figure out sino ba yung mga naghahanap ng bagong laro.
Yeah.
Instead of maghanap ako sa Steam database, Chad, how do you find games? How do you find new games aside from checking on Steam?
Usually from ano rin, from media. Like mga features. Or syempre, from Circle of Friends. Parang word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth. And where does the word of mouth come?
Syempre, pag ano, kung ano mapanood nila, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Di ba? And a good example is content creators streaming your games.
Yeah.
Because one, they stream your game. So you have like a walkthrough of what's going to happen. But spoilers aside, if you're really happy with the experience, that depends on game mechanics mo, go ahead. Play it. Get it on Steam. Get it on. And also, Steam is, ano, di ba, in the past few years, Chad, mm-hmm. have you ever heard that the Steam marketplace that we all know right now will exist years ago? A decade ago?
If it's actually 2 decades ago, parang, if I remember the story with Steam, parang nobody even parang thought na this would be a big thing. Parang pagkatawanan pa nga dati yung Steam, yung concept. And struggle pa dati yun with Valve eh. Kasi syempre, mga first party games na yung muna naka-feature. And after nila nagawa yung parang platform na featured other games, and then yung best part kasi with Steam is the affordability. Like, they do the Steam sale once in a while. Yeah. And accessibility yun din. Na, even now, parang, even there are other platforms na doing exclusive stuff for their own platforms sa PC. Malaki pa rin yung fanbase ng Steam eh. And ano rin eh.
You're tapping to a larger, you're already tapping to like a social network of video games.
Yeah, and before then, may ginawa rin si Steam. If you remember yung Steam Greenlight, it's more of their parang startup program nila na for new game developers, so yung mga startup developers na how they would get support na rin. So parang, syempre, they apply their game and then for the Greenlight na program. And then, kung ano rin yun, they get support. Nowadays, there's this thing called Early Access na parang you get to try the game, either you purchase it or kung free ano siya, free version pa. And bare bone pa yung game. And through the years, depende rin sa timeline ng mga developers, in-update na rin nila until maging fully complete game na siya na they would properly launch sa Steam. So, it's another way to support mga game devs.
The thing about Steam talaga, di ba yung hindi pa uso yung mga keymailer Dati, the games are being handed out to you on discs as review copies. Ngayon, you can just download the review copy on Steam.
Yeah. Although, I would still miss yung mga physical copies pa rin. Pero, another layer din na kasi with Steam naman, at least you know na long-term yung mga products na nabili mo dun. At least yun yung assurance na in terms of preserving din yung for older games, at least na alaga pa naman yung Valve.
Yeah.
So, yan. So,
Let's move back to PGDX. What should we look forward to this? Kasi I understand from the stuff that we shared with each other, PGDX as a convention caters to the business and business to consumer crowds.
So yeah, so basically for PGDX, aside from the indie game showcase, they also have this option for brands and other agencies to have a B2B matchmaking din na parang if they're looking for example, clients or looking for other support from publishers, they could set up meetings here. It's a B2B thing na it's more for companies din talaga. And I think it would be a good start na rin na they push for this kind of approach na accessible din for the public na even yung mga newer companies, they could apply and then set up meeting. It is more on network building and having good connections with other brands na for possible collaborations for other ventures. So it's very much something na to help grow the new industry dito. So yeah, and aside from that, of course the usual din na mga game brands, game publishers. Sige, i-run down ko din kasi although two function rooms lang siya, there are still a lot of ganun, games na feature.
Like, of course. And aside from having two function rooms, I tell you, Expo plus Foyer.
Yeah, also na rin, mayroon din silang parang talk session for for mga educational and for professional. So, if you check yung nila social media page, may mga registration, pero limited lang siya. So, first come, first serve.
First come, first serve, 150 attendees. Tapos, two tracks and several speakers coming from local publishers po the aside from that if you are a network if you're looking forward to network with like businesses regardless of your position there is an opportunity to exchange virtual cards contact details with others.
That's right. So good opportunity then for professionals. And yes. Regards for consumers, for the mga local attendees naman. There are a lot of stuff that you could look forward then. Aside from, of course, the indie games, kasi we have like over 40 games na will be featured. Kasama na rin si Goodnight din doon, kasama na rin si Volunteer, what else? Si Hyperx, marami din eh. So many stuff na rin na hopefully everyone could try it. To Law Mage Academy, dami rin. So, different na rin to.
Different na mga games na pupuntahan ko eh. I-explore ko doon eh.
So, if you're dropping by...
Lato na game.
So, yan. So, if you're dropping by nga, I encourage na drop by at the indie area and try all of the games. Parang sulit isang buong araw mo kakatry sa mga games kasi you would meet new people then. You would learn some parang yung motivations of the developers na why they chose this kind of design or they could also learn feedback from you if you want to share like yung mga suggestions nyo rin how to provide new content for their games. So yun, parang tulong-tulong na rin siya. Think about it.
And yun nga, of course, may sarili tayong agenda dyan. Ako, again, nasabi ko na yung agenda ko which is to find stuff na pwedeng ilakot sa VTuber crowd. I mean, opening up that that idea is already pag na-realize na yun, that's already a win to me. As someone who's been who appreciates new content and VTubers altogether.
And then may mga exhibitors din na featured din dun. Like mga hardware brands, like for example Fantech, yung mga mga entry level na mga gaming peripherals, mga gaming gaming keyboard, mouse, headset, and then we also have new companies like tong Wizmax, also rin mga peripherals din siya, and mga PC case. Then we have VFine, one of the new mga audio brands like microphones for your streaming. And then, what else? We have, syempre, Rotobox para sa mga gustong malason with their mga mechanical keyboards, mga switches, mga artisan switches. Yan, mga enthusiast level na mga keyboards and mouse and headsets. Yan, punta kayo sa Rotobox para malason. And for other naman, for example, other exhibitors, publishers naman, we have, syempre, Genshin Impact and Firelight 84. And we also have Ragnarok Origin and pa ba? Dahil pang ibang game sale. Ito, may ibang game developers din, like for example, Megacat Studios. For those who are not familiar with Megacat Studios, sila yung maglalabas ng upcoming RPG called WrestleQuest. Kung fan kayo ng wrestling, especially mga old school wrestling, and you love yung mga classic RPGs, mga turn-based, you would love this. So, abang na lang kayo. Kasi alam ko, na-pushback nila yung release date kasi may fine-tune sila for the product. So, I think end of August lalabas yung WrestleQuest. So, available siya sa Steam if I remember. And sa console, I think. So, be sure to check na rin para i-wishlist na rin siya. And then, we have some... yan, Play Park. Nandun din si Play Park for their ano, Street Baller and then yung bago nilang ano, game, Black Moon. So, kung ano kayo, abang din kayo dun. Baba. And, syempre, kung fans kayo ng mga retro games, one of our friends, si Tito Steve, they'll be having their booth there. So, drop by. Enjoy some classic games. Magpakatito kayo dun, or pakatita.
Let's go.
So, yan. Ayun. So, yun yung mga ano, other mga exhibitors. And, still more, kasi like mga dozens pang ano dun, mag-showcase. Even like, for example, MSI, Predator, Acer Predator, ViewSonic.
I think you're showing your page pa, Chad. Sorry.
Ano, check ko yung code ko eh. Teka.
Ah, may code ko pa. But you're not.
Display ko na lang dito yeah. Para ano, kita ko rin. Sorry. Yes. So, check na lang natin yung photos nila para at least, ano. So, this one. Teka, pakita ko kay Tito Jay. So, ito yung ano, mga photos ng mga games na featured doon, mga indie games. So, like, mga over 40. So, lahat yung matatry nyo.
Sisi nga yung bilang ko eh.
So, ano yan. And, nga pala, before we ano proceed pa, just a reminder, you can only purchase the tickets online. So, head on to their official page or sa Facebook page nila on where you could purchase. Or, you just look on tickets.pdx.ph. So, yun, madali lang yan. Lahat ng mga banner sila.
Ano, gusto ko pumunta ng PGDX, wala pa akong ticket. Nagdalawang and then on the day itself, pwede pa ba ako bumili?
I think pwede pa naman. As a online na purchase. So, ano na rin. I would recommend nilang bili na kayo bukas.
Oo. Contactless pa.
Yeah, contactless siya. So, ano, go on sila. All online lahat to. So, yeah. So, maraming mga highlights na games dito. And then, other exhibitors din. And then, yung ano rin nila, highlight, yung mga speakers. So, a lot of mga from the industry leaders mag-talk for yung sa games nila. And like, how they would market or how they conceptualize yung mga ano nila, game designs. So, yeah, marami yan. So, maraming yung mga sessions. Especially on Friday. So, kung gusto nyong makinig sa mga talks about sa game dev and then like publishing, I would recommend attending during Friday. So, yan. So, dami yan. Especially, ano. So, lokohin yung friend natin na from, ano rin, from Level Infinite. Tanong nyo sila kung meron silang ano, shifty na brief pa. So, yan. So, we have a lot of stuff din. Pero, you can check their official Facebook page, Philippine Game Dev Expo. And it's happening this coming weekend, Friday to Sunday. Ano rin? May cosplay competition din sila, by the way. Yeah. And mga other tournaments.
Ano, eh? Ano ba tawag dito? Parang cosplay... Ano ba to? Cosplay competition to? Or cosplay na ano? O, ano? Roaming sila?
This one, I think, ano eh? May competition yata for ano eh, Genshin. And then may isa yata parang roaming. Okay. Kasi meron silang ano eh, meron silang parang gacha na raffle din. Na ito yung mga chance na prize na mauwi nyo. Either a Switch OLED, yung bagong model ng Switch, yung OLED version. Or any gaming laptop from ano, MS, ano yata, Predator and MSI yata. And other hardware, like yun, yan. PC case, mechanical keyboard, mouse mat, mouse mismo, or headset. So yan. So, that's ang laki sa mga gacha lords nyo. Hopefully, maganda rolls nyo. Okay lang kayo, di nyo yung makuha sa ano nyo, sa Genshin or sa Honkai Star Rail nyo. Basta, pag makaburot kayo magandang dito, masulit na yun. So yan. So yun yung mga stuff na ma-expect natin sa PGDX. So, okay. Yeah, so scroll okay. Mo rin. So yeah. I think inalang muna natin sa ano.
Marami ding updates sa PGDX ah.
Ano yun?
Marami ding updates sa PGDX kahit pa paano.
Oh yeah. And also ano din, may merch din sila binibenta. Oh, kita nyo dito. I would recommend getting the Sublimation hoodie. Kasi maganda yung design niya, yung black and white na featured yung mga different platforms like PC, arcade, consoles. Iba yung dance pad, meron pa dyan, no? So yeah, I would recommend getting this. So ako ba kukuha rin ako nito? So yan. So may free size, may XL, may double XL, pili na lang. Ano mas kasya sa inyo? O kung gusto yung mas maluwag, double XL. And then, ito may iba pang mga designs. Pero ito yung favorite ko. Pero huwag nyo ubusin ng stock ah. Kasi gusto mo rin kumuha.
Yan tayo eh. Yan tayo sa mag-ubusan ng stock eh.
Oo, huwag nyo ubusan ah. Tingnan nyo mo isa.
Alright. Sige. Okay. Siguro we'll discuss more of PGDX this weekend.
Yeah.
Pag nakita rin tayo doon.
Yep.
It's at SMX.
Yes, and, SMX.
Alongside that, double task ako, like double take ako, kasi another event is happening naman sa Mega Trade Hall, which is Otaku Expo Tanabata Festival. Ibang page yun, bro.
Yeah, mali pa yun na tag natin. Si Ozin Fest yung tinag natin. Although same pa rin, pero...
Ozin Fest, pangal pa rin eh. Okay, from that cover photo alone, makikita natin that the several guests ng Tanabata Festival. They have guests from South Korea, guests from Hong Kong, guests from the Philippines.
So, yan. So syempre, so, suki na, suki nila si, si Charest, pabalik din ulit for Tanabata Festival.
Tapos kakamustahin ko siya, sasabihin sa kanya, oh, parang kailan lang ah.
Yun, di ba?
Oo. She was at Baguio last Sunday, last weekend.
Yeah. Mention mo rin kanina, di ba, para siya guest din doon. And then, yan, ito yung mga media partners din. Hindi na kami yan nakaabot tayo, kasi hindi na kami makaabot din dyan dahil may, may PGDX din.
May commitment kay. May commitment kay.
Commitment eh. Next time na.
Yan. So, yan. Sige, scroll down tayo. There are, sakap nilang buong halls 1 to 3 ng Mega Trade Hall. Aside from having 5 cosplay guests, they cover 3 all 3 SM Mega Trade Halls.
Oh. So, then, malaki yan ha. So, it's like Toy-Con.
Yeah.
Christmas to, or, hindi tama actually, Toy-Con, no mga early, like last year.
Mga so, early days ng Toy-Con. Hindi ko nga na-realize yan eh. But the activities at Tanabata Festival, to think na parang na tong isang major Ozin festival, event,
mm-hmm.
Meron siya ng Tanabata area, mga, yung festival games, mga pa.
Yeah. I remember, I remember staple nila before eh, every time may Tanabata festival sila na parang ni-recreate nila yung mga yung mga festival games sa Japan.
Yes, kimono, may kimono dyan. Pwede ka mag-renta ng kimono. And also may space for like photo shoots. So hating kapatid na lang sa oras kung sinong kukuha nung mm-hmm. kung time for the photo shoot, bigaya na lang. And of course, Hall 3 is reserved for the Artist's Alley. Malaki din yan. Marami mga arts ang darating dyan. And the Hall 2 stage and the sponsors Ozin Pay Returns in partnership with Ragnarok Origin Online. I thought I've experienced the last pero apparently hindi pa yun yung huli.
Mm-hmm.
And they have they're opening the event naman doon sa mga PWDs and senior citizens who would like to watch, observe. They have a space for PWDs and seniors sa halls 1 and 2.
That's nice.
Aside from that, sa hall 1, merong busking area. So may mga magpa-perform ng anime song somewhere over there.
Mm-hmm.
And major competitions. We have Battle of the Bands. Battle of the Bands pa rin. So, yeah, looking forward to what's going to happen sa Tanabata Festival. I think that's a, kasi,
mm-hmm.
again, Otaku Expo as a brand, has been hosting events since 2010. Sub-grant pa rin siya ni Ozine, pero this has evolved into what has become a major event over time.
Yep. So ito yung ano niya, parang floor plan for Tanabata. Plan.
Sponsors, mga for the VIP guests, Tanabata area, the foods, the waiting area, the exhibitors, the stage, so on and so forth, especially yung malaking artist alley.
Yeah. Ano rin to eh. Funny part din, at the same time din, nag-partner rin si Sticky Expo sa PGDX. So parang, imagine mo, ano yun, parang partner yata ng family din ng Sticky Expo sila, ano eh, Ozine. So, alam mo yun, parang they have two events in one, ano rin, in one weekend. And si Sticky Expo, si Sticky Expo makita niyo sa may hallway. So, just, yes, ano lang, sa function room. So, marami kayong mapupuntahan na lugar aside dun sa loob ng function room for PGDX. Paglabas nyo, more on mga fan arts and stickers with Sticky Expo.
Yeah. Yun yung Tanabata Festival. I'm looking to see a variety of cosplays there kasi again it has become a major event na.
Okay,
major event time na, in terms of event size.
Yeah. Maganda rin na ano, may parang separate area for the artist area. Like this one, talagang dedicated yung hall 3 para sa kanila. That's another good thing. That's a good thing then. And then, nakiwalay din yung exhibitors. Parang, alam mo, yung segmented per hall. Para at least, kung ano yung gusto ng kunyari, ng attendees, na parang gusto lang nila focus lang sila sa mga stickers, doon sila sa hall 3. Gusto nila manood lang activities or check lang nila yung mga ano major exhibitors sa hall 2. And then, yun lang. Kung gusto nyo mag-chill din, para mga mini-games and meet up yung mga guests, hall 1. So, at least, parang, ano siya, segmented. Properly segmented siya. Hopefully maganda rin yung ano niya. Pagka-handle for the traffic ng ano, ng crowd. So ito yung ano niya. Looking forward din. Yung nga lang, hindi kami makapunta. So we have other commitments din. Pero next time siguro maganda rin kami with Ozian. Like last time na ano namin, knocking over.
Yun, I think that's about it. See you on the weekend of 19-20 for Tanabata Festival.
Yep.
And 18-20 for PGDX. I'll be having a busy weekend definitely. And we're looking forward to do something worthwhile. And I think that's about it for our event circuit preview.
Yeah.
So next episode we'll have more events to check. We'll have more events to present, to share with everyone. And Chad, plug in mo na yung ano, camera files.
Oh yeah, and yun nga. Just stay tuned lang for our content and highlights for PGDX. And finally, natapos ko na ng review ko for Final Fantasy 16. You could check that out. And if you haven't played Final Fantasy 16 and you have a PS5, you should try it. It's good. It's yes. Parang sabi nila, it's not Final Fantasy. No, it's still a Final Fantasy game. Still good.
Yeah.
So yun. So and then ano rin, stay tuned for our coverage. And in September, we'll be heading to Tokyo Game Show for our ano rin, Glorious Nippon coverage.
Milipad ka?
Yeah, I'll be heading to Tokyo Game Show next month. So we'll be doing a coverage. So we'll be doing some updates like mga announcements, kaya mga announcement ng games, highlights ng mga booths doon, and mga merch, especially yung indie games din kasi katabi lang niya yung merch area, like a different hall pa siya. And for those who are planning, for those who are planning na rin to attend yung Tokyo Game Show, just be prepared na rin kasi mahaba ang pila, maraming tao mag-a-attend. And stay hydrated. Parang ano naman yun eh, timing din na patapos na yung summer. Sa ano, so di na mainit sa Japan.
Oo. Sakto. So yun, no? Thank you, Chad. Okay, so that wraps up our show this time. You've already heard from Chad, and I will continue writing newsletters, VTuber newsletters, at the weekly news drop, VTuberNewsDrop.com. And also, kapabago ko lang ng, ano, ng layout ng Keepsakes website, that's diagonay.com. Well, it's directly next to the JMRA.xyz domain, so why not?
Yun.
And also, yeah, see you this weekend. And with that said, sasakay na po kami ng tren.
Ah, wrong. Yan.
Achievement yan. Kasi mag-achievement ko si Chad is going to Japan again. Eh. Papasayuan ko na ng mga, ano, mga stops.
Pabili na mga yabay si Tito J.
Yan tayo.
Yan o, mga delikado. Mga mababan tayo sa Facebook pag in-announce ko.
Grabe, grabe naman. Hindi naman ako ganun ka-horny.
Sure ka ba horny ba yun?
Yan tayo eh. Past episodes of the Event Circuit Preview are also available on Spotify. Just search for the Keepsakes channel and listen to our past episodes. My name is Diego Noy. Together with Chad Ramos of the Rainbow Files, this has been your Event Circuit Preview and we will see you next time.
Peace out, boys, girls. See you the weekend.
See you next weekend.